a few years ago, if someone said to me, you're going to be posting things on YouTube, I'd be like, don't be silly. Why would I post anything on YouTube ever? Yeah. Like, but to be fair, it's cool. And I'm glad that we have done.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, content. get out there. Get everything out there.
Yeah.
And then you can actually see as well. Because sometimes I feel like you can have context better when you actually look at people talking, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
There's a reason why people film their podcasts.
Yeah. No, definitely. Because you can actually like see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like what I'm about to do now. But the reason why I'm wearing a hat today is I got a new type of haircut. And you're going to be able to see this on the podcast.
Right.
I'm growing out a mullet.
Oh my God.
I'm not actually growing out a mullet. It's almost worse than that, right? So I'm like,
I see. Okay.
So it's like, I don't know if the cameras can see.
It's the smallest mullet you've ever seen.
No. It's because basically I had my hair was usually quite like shaved off.
Yeah.
So I'm growing it out. I've got like, I'm getting a V line in, but then I'm also getting a V at the back. So it's going to be a bit more like a mohawk-y sort of vibe.
I see.
At the back. So like a bit of a V at the back.
Okay.
So the more textured at the front. I'm finally going away from the shaved head. Look.
Cool. Yeah. That's cool. Because I haven't, well, where was your inspiration from? What was your inspiration?
I saw a guy on Instagram. He's like a hairdresser. He was actually out in Manchester. I just saw his haircut. He has it blonde. And I actually quite like the blonde look, but I definitely...
Please don't go blonde.
I definitely can't pull blonde.
Please.
So, I think I would lose my girlfriend and my job if I went
blonde. What does Rachel think about it?
She hates the blonde idea, but I think she quite likes the idea of the
mullet.
The mullet-y mohawk. To be fair, right? When I say it's a mullet, it's like a textured like V behind. Yeah. It's not going to get quite long. It's not going to be like a proper mullet.
It's probably like a, it's going to be probably like a 5 or 6 on the back and then a nought on the sides.
But maybe like a, yeah, 5, 6, 7.
5 or 6 on the back. Yeah. And then it just like tapers
in. Yeah. In but down. I've got to grow it out in a bit of a mullet-y sort of way just so it grows.
So it's kind of a mullet, kind of not.
Yeah.
When I think mullet, I think like, you know, hair comes all the way down. It's flicking out the back. It's like super long and then super short on top.
Yeah,
that's like this normal image of a mullet.
Yeah.
So it is a mullet, but like a
sort of. It's not really. Yeah.
It's a modern mullet.
It's a modern mullet. Yeah. I'm not quite like a 1970s Formula One star.
No. You're not Bottas right now.
I'm not Valtteri Bottas.
You're not,
Bottas-ing it.
Oh, that's a good look. Yeah. But Valtteri pulls that sort of thing off.
He does.
With his tash and his cool hair. Yeah. He's cool.
He is very cool.
He's a really cool guy.
And the sad thing is, he might not be on the grid.
Yeah, well, here we go.
Yeah.
Get jumping straight in. Cool. Okay. Yeah. By the way, it's lights out.
And away we go.
Go on.
Valtteri Bottas might not be on the grid.
He also, you never know, he might not.
He also might.
Might be as well. Yeah.
If you were, so for context, Nico Hülkenberg has moved to
Stake. Yeah.
For 2025.
Yes.
Which is quite a big move because that's Audi being like, that's Audi bringing him in, really.
Yeah.
They're like, let's have him develop the car or give feedback on stuff for 2026.
Yeah. So it's a step up as well for Hülkenberg.
It is a step up.
It's a big step up, I think, from Haas to basically trying to push a team forward, push Audi forward, so that when they can kickstart their 2026 season, you know, running.
Yeah.
It's big. I think it's a lot extra pressure he's putting on himself.
Definitely. I think the good thing is, though, I think that they still know that he's coming in more for his experience in developing the car than he is for his raw speed.
True. Yeah.
Which is like, okay, that's actually quite... It's tough because it's like, okay, they're going to be asking me loads of questions and stuff, but he's been around for so many years.
Yeah.
I think
it's very, very proactive by Audi.
Yeah.
Very proactive, which is great.
Yeah.
Which I think it's a really clever thing to do.
Yeah.
Be super proactive. Don't wait for the car to be ready at 2026. You know, try and figure out, you know, sort out your, I don't know.
Yeah.
What you're doing, your ethos, what you're aiming to do. What you want to bring on the first day of 2026, do all that before and do all your experiments and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, it's really good.
I think
done, Audi. They're you never know. They could be a real big team.
They could. So, okay, you're Audi, and obviously they've timed this Hülkenberg move accordingly because you've got the announcement for the 2026 chassis is going to happen in like the next few weeks.
Is it okay?
So, you're Audi. Who are you putting in the next seat, the seat next to Hülkenberg for 2025? And then who are you going to want in your car in 2026?
Thing is, right, we're talking about Bottas. You'd think that considering they're taking Hülkenberg, they would also keep Bottas and get rid of Guan Yu, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what they're hoping to have experienced driver. And Bottas is one of the most experienced drivers easily there on that grid.
Yeah.
Won multiple races. Say that question again.
Who would you rather have? Basically, who would you rather have for 2025? Are you kicking out Joe or are you keeping or kicking out Bottas?
I'd kick out Joe.
Really?
I would, yeah. If that's what they're aiming for, yeah.
Yeah. Because
it depends though. It depends on what they're going for. Do they want one driver that's... Realistically, they didn't really need to, actually thinking about it. They didn't need to take Hülkenberg next year, really. Bottas is just as experienced as Hülkenberg.
Yeah.
And then maybe if they want a younger driver, then, okay, a bit more of a talent or whatever, that, you know, someone that maybe they're hoping to progress, then great. But yeah, if they are aiming to just keep working on the car, they just want experience, they're trying to push forward, then they'd probably need both of those, Bottas and Hülkenberg.
100%. I think that a smart move by Audi would be two really experienced drivers in the car.
Yeah.
Like what Haas had done with Magnussen and Hülkenberg.
Yeah.
And it's actually made them gains, to be fair.
Haas, yeah.
Because Joe isn't fast enough to, like, he isn't fast enough to sacrifice the experience.
I agree.
Like, he's good. He's not bad. Brings a lot of sponsorship money in China. Like, Audi would become a massive team out in China if they kept Joe. They'd have so many fans out there.
That's a very good point.
Whereas Bottas doesn't really bring any fan base. He's a bit of a meme. Base,
yeah.
But no one's... not many people's number one driver is Bottas.
Which is sad, actually. Mm. That's a sad thing to say.
That is a sad thing.
Bottas is a legend.
Yeah.
Love Valtteri.
It's the curse of the second driver.
Yeah.
Like, no one's... like, okay, I was going to say with Perez... but all of Mexico.
Yeah, all of it. Yeah.
That sort of breaks down there.
Just stops there.
Yeah. But, yeah. Oh.
We'll see.
Rubens Barrichello. No one was an outright Rubens Barrichello fan.
I am now. I am now. He's my number one. Forget Lewis. He's my number one.
You're fighting for Barrichello and you're fighting for Bottas.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they're my favourites now. Even though Barrichello doesn't. Anyway,
but I think Audi should take Bottas and Hülkenberg.
I agree.
But where does Joe go?
Might lose his seat unless he goes to Haas.
Yeah, he actually could just go to Haas.
He could just go to Haas.
No, Behrmann.
Yeah, Joe's lost his seat.
Yeah, unless Magnussen also goes.
Would that not surprise you? I don't think that would surprise me.
I think he brings in so much money it would surprise me.
Okay,
because he was brought in because of his money. He's quite fast. He doesn't really crash.
That's true. He's very good. Consistent. That's a good point. He doesn't really, apart from his awful one in Silverstone like 2 seasons ago.
Yeah.
But that wasn't his fault.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, he brings in money.
Consistent.
Doesn't really crash. Can do all right if the car's good. Like Hungary, he got sixth in qualifying or something.
Yeah.
So he's a good enough driver to have.
He does sort of kind of blend into the crowd though.
Would Williams take him?
Williams would definitely take him.
Over Sargent?
Yeah, 100% they would.
Yeah, because he brings in
just as much money.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, I'd say Williams. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Williams, nab him up.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like Joe and Williams. He's such a nice guy. Him and Albon. Albon's a sweetheart. Joe's a sweetheart.
Oh, sweetheart.
They're such a nice guy.
Sweetheart.
They're sweethearts.
I agree. No, yeah. I agree. He's he seems like a lovely, lovely guy. But I wouldn't want him off the grid. I don't think he's...
No, I don't want him off the grid.
No, that's absolutely... Yeah, keep him.
Yeah. Williams, you're taking...
Take it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Lights Out has told you.
Yeah, you are... I mean, to be fair, they listened to us that other time.
They did.
They did. What was the last time? I can't remember. Anyway.
But guys, take this with a huge pinch of salt.
Yeah.
Nobody's listening to us, but they are.
Yeah. Basically speaking... Take Joe in the Williams. Yeah,
I think that's a really good idea.
Because there was rumours that Antonelli was getting... Mercedes were pushing for Antonelli to get in this season.
Okay.
Antonelli doesn't have a super licence because he's 17. And after Max Verstappen came in, they introduced a new rule because of like drivers were coming in. He was coming in too raw. So they introduced a new rule. You have to be 18 and have to have more points in your super licence.
I see.
So they were going to... Mercedes are apparently pushing to have Antonelli in the car before he's got a super license points.
Interesting. I feel like if rules are rules, though, like you can't just start... Right, that's the point of rules.
Well, but the thing is, it's like...
Unless they find a loophole.
It's a bit of a... it's a bit of a, because Verstappen didn't have the super license points to get into F1 and they let him in. And then like,
what, so hold on. So they made this rule before Max.
This rule's been around for ages.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But they
okay,
made the rule. So Max Verstappen got in without having enough super license points, but then other drivers haven't got in with super license points. And it's a bit of a, it's an interesting one. So potentially he could get in.
Okay.
But they made it stricter after Max Verstappen because there was he had a lot of crashes basically. So they made it stricter.
Okay.
And then
I feel like that's a very reasonable.
It is a reasonable.
It's a reasonable rule.
Reasonable thing.
Definitely to be 18 minimum is like, do you know what I mean? Like being 16, 17, they can't even drink, but they can drive a Formula One car. Do you know what I mean? Like
that
just feels weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, 18, get enough points.
Yeah.
That's cool. Really quick one, just because it came to mind a second ago.
Yeah.
Apparently in Miami, Ferrari are doing their own like livery. Like
they're doing a blue livery. Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be so cool.
Yeah.
Do you not think that's going to be cool?
I think it's really cool.
I think that's going to be, I just hope that they've designed it nice.
Have you seen the merch coming out?
I've only seen them in their blue race suit.
Yeah.
Is the merch? Really
well, I was looking for where to buy. I want to buy like a blue version of it because I think it looks sick.
Yeah.
The light blue.
Yeah.
But I want to see the car. I really want to see the light blue car.
Yeah. So do I. I can't remember. It was a video I saw earlier of when they told Sainz and Leclerc that they were going to be doing their own livery. Because I think they've designed the livery, those two, haven't they? I'm pretty sure they told them that you're going to design the livery for Miami. And they were like, what?
Oh, really?
I was like, yeah. Like, I think it's them that's done it. We'll have to look that up.
Interesting.
Do you mind looking that up? Just have a little look. Kieran's going to look that up for us just to make sure. But I'm pretty sure that would be amazing if they've done the design.
That would be really cool.
That sort of stuff makes me excited.
The thing is, Ferrari are so strict. Well, like with their road cars and stuff, you can't wrap them in a color that you don't. That's not a Ferrari color.
Really?
Yeah, you can't wrap. If you wrap a Ferrari in like chrome, they kick off. They sometimes get you blacklisted.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I thought that was only with like limited edition cars, not just like if you buy a line.
I'm not sure about that. Okay. It could be just with limited edition ones, but typically speaking, they don't like it when you like they have their approved people. Like you're technically not supposed to put body kits on Ferraris. So like Novatec only really do the engine and like a bit of a tuning with them, but Novatec with other cars do like full body kits. You have one of the few body kits that you see around. What's that? It's that 458 one. It's the Liberty Walk, the Japanese Liberty Walk kit. They put massive wheel arches.
Oh yeah, I hate that.
But if you do that,
If you were, let's say randomly, you were Mr. Ferrari, you ran the company.
Yeah,
would you allow people to wrap the colors that wrap it their own way? You'd let them people.
Oh yeah.
If you okay, because I wouldn't. I think I agree with that. Because I'd be like, this is the car. I've made it specifically in this way so that it works and it's perfect for the customers. Let's not let people go out and ruin it. Do you know what I mean?
So
even if it's like tune or, you know, putting new tires on it or wheels on it. And do you know what I mean? Like I've built this specifically to work in this specific way. Don't spoil it.
So I would agree if I was like Horatio Pagani, where it's like a very limited run of cars. And
okay.
You know what I mean? It's like you've got two cars, you've got one production car, really.
Yeah.
And then even though, so Pagani let you like customize it, but they have their own suite of tools that you customize it with.
Yeah.
So if I was someone like that, then yeah, I think there's so many different versions of Ferraris that are coming out that they are more of a, like a bit of a production line of cars. You know what I mean?
They're bringing out a lot of models.
Yeah.
They're just absolutely firing models at the moment.
And I don't think that they're like, I don't think a Ferrari is compared to a Pagani or a Bugatti.
Yeah.
I think they're a lot more like tailor-made. This is the perfect car. I sort of don't get the vibe from some, like the 296 GTB.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the perfect version of what it could be. It felt like they just pumped it out for a hybrid car.
I don't know. Obviously, I've never driven.
I think that they are phenomenal cars.
They're supposed to be. I mean, it's still like.
Ferris Amway is unbelievable car.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I feel like maybe I'd be lenient on like, I don't know. It just depends on what people, I would say, what I would consider maybe tasteful upgrade.
Yeah.
And what maybe someone else wouldn't consider tasteful upgrade. Yeah. So it would be hard to probably try and manage.
Yeah.
You know, when maybe you would do it like if it's a new car. So then you can't do it. But if it's been discontinued, maybe from the point that that specific car has been discontinued, yeah, then you can do it. And then maybe just the new stuff that you're still making, you can't. I don't know.
I would say if they're limited run cars, no. If they're production cars, like a 458 regular, not a Speciale, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
not
a bad way of thinking about it. It, random, that was very random.
It was very random, but yeah, if I was ever, yeah, okay, going back to it, I really hope the car is blue. Yeah. I think it's going to be red and blue.
I hope not. Just get, if they, no, I hope not. Because I hope it's like cars, you know, when he's like, he's Dynaco. Rusty's red and then he goes, what's good, Dynaco blue?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hope it's just like that. That is like, completely
that,
the opposite.
That genuinely could be what it's like.
I really hope it is.
It would be amazing, but I think that if they ever were to completely change the color of the car, I can't see them going light blue. I'd see them do a yellow version because that's the original color they raced in.
Yellow's so cool.
That's Enzo's color.
So cool. It's just any color. Any color would be cool.
Like I can imagine, like
maybe not green.
If there was like an Italian Grand Prix on the anniversary of Enzo's death, like I could see them doing a special edition yellow car, which I think would make sense. Them doing a random Miami blue.
Yeah.
I don't know. I hard see it.
I think we should do a petition that every single race, every team has to bring a new livery.
Just be so confusing.
Just every time.
Imagine you're a new fan. I like the green Aston Martin. Wait. Where's that gone?
The Ferrari variation. I love it when liveries like
change. I love livery changes.
I love it. Yeah. Just something so new on the track, something that looks different, something a bit fresh. I love that.
I love it. I really do like it. I understand why F1 don't allow it though.
True. Yeah, like you say, because the fans will look at
the car. You have no idea what's
going on. Yeah. It does make sense. Yeah. Obviously. moving on.
Yeah. I mean, there was ridiculously huge news.
This is up there with Lewis moving to Ferrari.
This is as big as that. Yeah. And to be fair, everyone who's listened should have heard about this.
We hope you've heard of who Adrian Newey is.
Yeah. Adrian Newey is leaving Red Bull.
This is massive.
Huge.
Massive.
Yeah.
A huge blow to Red Bull.
Yeah.
And we've heard that it's a little bit, we've heard it's about the Christian Horner situation.
Yeah.
Obviously, we don't know all the specifics, which is probably a good thing. It's probably good that they've kept that to themselves and they've investigated that. Unless it's come out. Has it come out?
There's little bits that come out here and there. I think, yeah, there's little bits that come out. Adrian Newey has said he is sick of the power struggle at Red Bull.
Interesting.
And he said that he wants to leave.
Okay.
The reason why this is so big, and for those who don't know, but yeah, Adrian Newey is the lead designer at Red Bull, but he's also the most decorated man in Formula One.
He's a genius.
He is the most decorated man.
A genius.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. He sees in like Venturi tunnels or something. He literally just sees in like airflow. I don't think he's human.
It's unbelievable.
But we looked it up. He has
12 constructors, 13
drivers. 12 constructors, 13 drivers, and those are.
JJ, could you name? Okay, it's just a challenge. You might.
Yeah, I'll see if I can name.
Give it a go.
2023 constructors and drivers. 2022 constructors and drivers with Max. 2021 drivers
with Max.
2013 constructors and drivers
with Vettel.
2012 constructors and drivers. 2011 constructors and drivers. 2010 constructors and drivers with Vettel.
Both with Vettel.
1999 constructors and drivers
with
McLaren and Mika Hakkinen. Is it not
just the drivers
in 1999? Okay.
Hakkinen.
With Hakkinen. So Ferrari with Eddie Irvine and Schumacher won that one. 1998 was Hakkinen World Championship drivers. And I'm going to say him and David Coulthard won constructors as well. Yeah. Now this is where it gets a bit. So how many have I named off so far? So I've named 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 drivers and 7 constructors so far. So there's championships he won where he didn't have a driver's world championship. Who else did he win with? So Williams was in 1994 constructors, but Prost won in the Ferrari, right? 1994, just constructors. Yeah, okay, 1994. 1993, he won the drivers and constructors. There's no way he worked on the Benetton, did he? He wasn't part of the Benetton team, okay. 1990... two was it Williams again? Was he McLaren? Was he 1991 with the McLaren? No, was he again? Was it Williams again? 1992, drivers and constructors. Was that Mansell and yeah, and then is it one more? How many have I got left? Well, I guess is it 1991 Williams again? 1997. Oh, Jacques Villeneuve, 1997 Williams constructors and yeah drivers.
If you're wondering who the other, Kieran doesn't have a mic, but JJ was talking to Kieran.
Oh,
just in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
Can I just say that is even like you did struggle. That is still that knowledge is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Let's not like like. Do you know what I mean? Like obviously, like you didn't know every single one, but my goodness, mate, that knowledge is incredible.
It was close. It was
educated. There were some very good educated guesses in there as well.
Cool.
Well played, mate.
Thank you.
Very impressed with that. He is incredible. Yeah. Adrian Newey is incredible.
And a big reason why he's done so well with Red Bull now is because he's the only lead engineer who worked on the ground effect cars back in the 80s. I think Lotus or Tyrrell, one or the other. But Adrian Newey is the most decorated person on the grid.
Yeah.
And to announce he's leaving a team, like Red Bull are in the mud, to be honest.
This could be the downfall of Red Bull.
Yeah. So
really good.
Really. And also, so to put this into context.
I sounded really way too happy there, didn't I?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm really sad for them.
No. We want all teams to be competitive, but we don't want one team to be dominating too much. But Red Bull have already been complaining about the engines and saying that the engines are not good for 2026. They're going to be like shocking. And they've got Red Bull powertrains. So I have a feeling that Red Bull powertrains are going to be underpowered. That's why they're already complaining and trying to get them changed. Mm-hmm. You've got Adrian Newey leaving before the chassis regulations are finalized, meaning that he's not going to have an impact on the new team. You've got Max Verstappen now potentially leaving because he is part of that power struggle.
Yeah, I was going to come on to that.
And all of this is happening because Christian Horner is not leaving. Like, right, if you're Red Bull, mm-hmm. you either lose one of the best drivers ever, the greatest engineer ever,
yeah,
or you lose a team principal, which, you know, they're big.
You have to give Christian Horner.
Horner does like so much work, so much PR. He's a great, great team.
And how many championships has he got under his belt?
Yeah, so he'll have
the seven or eight, whatever it is, and a couple of constructors or whatever.
He'll have,
I mean, come on, like.
Yeah, he's a very, very well decorated guy.
Yeah.
But out of those three, like Adrian Newey, irreplaceable. No one on the grid's as good as Max, apart from Hamilton potentially, but he's old. Max is quite young.
Max is still young and fresh.
Okay, no, you can't replace Max Verstappen.
There's no one.
Adrian Newey. Out of them, Christian Horner is probably the most replaceable.
Yes, he is. But only, I still wouldn't say there's a lot in there.
Yeah.
Considering how much he's done for Red Bull.
But if you add up Max Verstappen and like Max Verstappen and Adrian Newey as a package is head and shoulders above Horner.
Yeah.
If you had to pick between losing two or losing one.
Of course.
So, and they refuse.
So what are you expecting? You think that Horner should step down or that Red Bull should sack him?
I am saying that I think Christian Horner has some dirt on Red Bull, which is why they haven't fired him.
Ooh, That's a big statement. That's a big statement.
Think about it. If you're going to lose Max Verstappen and you're going to lose Adrian Newey, and you're still refusing to fire the team principal, what does that team principal have on you?
God, it's a conspiracy.
It's a big F1 conspiracy, a massive F1 conspiracy. But he must have something. He must have something.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's like his whole scandal has caused so much, like Red Bull is breaking up on the inside because of his scandal. And the easy solution would have been to ask him to step down or get him fired.
True. And that would have sold pretty much everything.
It would have sold everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I get it. Horner, like he's top two. He's number one team principal to be fair to him right now.
Yeah, 100%.
Him, Vasseur and Toto Wolff, probably the three best on the grid.
Yeah.
But he's pretty irreplaceable.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that Christian Horner has something.
To be honest, it wouldn't surprise me if his time's limited.
Yeah.
If I'm honest.
Do you think he's gone?
Possibly. I'd put it at like 60% that he might be out the door. Because mainly because, I mean, realistically, if you are I mean, what with all of this happening with the engine issues with Adrian Newey, like, I mean, you've got no backing now. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing that's
Ford's trying to pull out. That's another thing, actually. Ford are trying to pull out. Adrian Newey's leaving. Max Verstappen might leave.
So weird.
You're having issues with the engine already.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I mean, I think stepping down is probably the best. It's probably the best time. Obviously, they'll win the championship this year and step down at the end, at the end of the year.
Yeah.
That would. And then, to be fair, he could probably put his hands up and go, I was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And you go, fair play to you, mate.
Won a total of 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 14, 15, 15. He would have won 15 world championships joined together.
Well, there you go. I mean, that's so, quite a big, that's quite a
portfolio from a team that he started in 2006. From an energy drink. So to be fair to Christian Horner, an energy drinks company, you start like racing team in 2006, and then you go on to win 4 back-to-back world titles, 3 back-to-back drivers titles.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. Very well.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like sometimes that's not said enough how good he actually is.
Yeah. But I mean, if you've got Ford leaving, you've got your head designer leaving, you've got potentially Max Verstappen leaving, I think you step down or you have so much dirt on Red Bull.
Yeah.
You can't leave.
That you can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's Adrian Newey going to do?
Adrian Newey.
This could be the best thing to ever happen.
Adrian Newey was spotted in about 40 kilometers away from Maranello.
Yeah, cool.
He'd flown in, and this was a week ago before this was all announced, by the way.
Okay.
So,
this could be
going Ferrari.
Could you imagine?
Do you think Fred Vasseur could pull it off?
Lewis and
Adrian
Newey in the same season.
Fred Vasseur could have pulled off re-signing Leclerc onto a multi-year deal, signing Hamilton up to a two-year deal from Mercedes. He was never going to leave.
Yeah.
And if he bags Adrian Newey as well,
it's the rise of Ferrari again.
Honestly, he's the GOAT. If he pulls that off, he's the GOAT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tricky though.
I mean, if he...
Even with Adrian Newey, it's still going to take... surely it's going to take a little bit of time, at least maybe a season or something to...
Well, it would be for 2026. It won't have any impact on the 2025 car.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, makes sense.
But I saw a meme and it was like, you know Carlos Sainz when he had his appendix?
Yeah.
And he was walking really slow, but it looked like really stiff.
Mm.
And he basically looked like he was holding in a shit. I saw this meme and it was Adrian Newey walking out the Red Bull facilities with the 2026 plans in his bum. And he's like clenched, prodding along.
Some of the memes are so good. Yeah, that sort of stuff's brilliant.
But yeah, Vasseur could be the GOAT. If he pulls it off.
And if obviously, like, if you're a Lewis fan like we are, if he was to like win a championship with Ferrari, that would just be the it could genuinely be the pinnacle of the career, like our fan careers. That would be amazing.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, we won't think that far ahead. Yeah. Let's not get our hopes up like that.
Okay, let's talk about other places he can go. So because there's 3 spots really who would pay Adrian Newey like
the money.
The money to go. Because you can pay them unlimited money because it's not part of the budget cap.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm thinking, because to be honest, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
It's 4 places. I mean, all the top teams.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So you're thinking Aston Martin.
Well, Aston Martin have outwardly said they want him.
Yeah.
Mercedes.
McLaren.
Audi project. He could join on the Audi project.
Maybe he wants a fresh start. Maybe he wants a fresh team. Completely new.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Looking at the facts, so he's said before he wants to work with Ferrari.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't? Mercedes have James Vowles there and they brought him back.
Oh, yeah.
James Vowles is a great like technical developer.
Yeah.
Hasn't had enough time with this car. They always said 2020. Well, they said end of 2024 to 2025 is when he'll have more of an impact on the car.
Yeah.
So I don't see James Vowles leaving.
I don't.
I don't even know who Aston Martin's chief technical director is, but Aston Martin definitely.
Yeah.
They will be pushing for him.
Yeah.
Does Adrian Newey want to have to design a car for Stroll?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. I don't know.
So you think the driver's putting him off there?
I think if you got the chance to design a car for Lewis Hamilton and Charles Leclerc. But and
it
also,
just depends on where
I think
is.
Aston Martin are. I think Aston Martin seem like, for engineers, for everyone, there seems to be a lot of want for people to go to Aston Martin. He's done the Valkyrie. He literally designed a Valkyrie.
Yeah. Is there a part of you that would... Is there a part of you that thinks that he could just pack it in?
No. I think he's... I think...
You think he loves it too much?
Yeah.
He's just... Oh, okay. Yeah. So he wouldn't retire?
I don't see him retiring. Okay. No.
Because he could just retire and call it a day and go, yeah, I've done my job.
I think he's too... He's almost, I wouldn't say in his prime, he's so far ahead of the other designers at the moment in this ground effects era. It'd be like walking away from... It'd be like prime Verstappen walking away.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, and then so you think Aston Martin... So if you were to put that... So you'd think...
I think the three most likely places he's going to be going...
Yeah.
So Adrian Newey could go one of three places. He can go Ferrari.
Yeah.
He can go Aston Martin,
yeah,
or he can go the Audi project.
Okay.
I think those three.
What you think is the most likely. Yeah. Cool.
But then I think that would be good. Is Andrea Seidel, is he team principal or is he... I'm not sure if he's chief technical director.
No idea.
But could you look that up? What does Andrea Seidel do? Kieran's just going to look that up while we're looking at it. But I think that the three places he can go is
those.
It's those. Well, how would you rank them?
If I was in his shoes?
Yeah, if you were Adrian Newey and you had to pick between Aston Martin, Ferrari and Audi.
It's hard because obviously I'm not in his shoes and I've not done what he's done. And obviously I'm a little bit biased because I'd want him to go to Ferrari with Lewis.
Yeah.
I think it just depends on his mindset of, does he want something completely new? Does he want to be with the biggest and best, well, depending on how you think, the biggest and best team in Formula One.
Yeah.
The most history, the most loved.
Yeah. Most world championships. Biggest team.
Biggest team. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I don't know. If I was him, I would go to Ferrari. I feel like there's no negatives to going to Ferrari at all. Do you know what I mean? You've got the drivers that you know are going to be able to push your car to the limits.
Yeah.
You'll be with a seven-time world championship driver. And the greatest team.
Yeah.
And the most, yeah.
Yeah.
And just the idea of taking Ferrari back to that number one spot again would just be, surely that would be the pinnacle of his career. Do you know what I mean? As well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So if it was me, I would say Ferrari, and then I would probably say Audi, then I would say Aston Martin on my three.
Yeah, I think the downsides of Ferrari, right, are are you going from one power struggle team to another team where the overheads like to make a bit of a decision?
Okay.
He left. So the reason why Adrian Newey left McLaren for the Red Bull project in 2006 was because of the fact that McLaren were trying to implement this three-prong structure where you'd have Adrian Newey, but you'd have two people who are alongside him, and all three would have to, you'd have basically have to vote out. So it'd be a 2v1 for every decision.
Okay.
And Adrian Newey left McLaren because he was like, I'm not doing that. And then left for Red Bull. And then
that's interesting. So what did he want? Did you know?
He just wanted to be the
just head one guy. Person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And so people don't know, but in 2005, they were the fastest car. They just were the most unreliable car. And in 2006, they launched a car and it actually just broke completely. And then they had to revert back. And then they launched it again later in the season and it was the fastest car again.
Okay.
So he was still doing the best work. They just tried to implement the structure in and he was like, no, and then left for Red Bull.
Okay. So clearly that's an issue for him.
And then it was like 3 years. And then 2009 onwards, they were pretty much the best car. It was just Braun had such a good start in 2009 that Red Bull couldn't catch them up.
Couldn't catch up.
But...
Okay.
And then they had the best chassis. Oh, I'm thinking about it now. You look at Red Bull's history from 2009 onwards, they had pretty much the best chassis for every season but 2017 and 18. And then 2019 again, they probably had the best chassis. 2017 to 2020, they didn't have the best chassis. But I don't know where I'm going with this. Pretty much.
No, I'm glad you're saying it. It's all interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
keep talking because it's good.
Basically speaking, if he goes to Ferrari, he could potentially be going into another bit of a power struggle. But Fred Vasseur seems to have...
settled that slightly.
Settled it. He seems to be taking more control over that.
Okay.
It just seems like he's more in the wheel compared to Binotto.
Yeah.
And it seems like the directors have more of a want, like more of a trust in him as well.
Yeah. They do seem more settled, don't they, for
yeah.
this year?
Yeah.
They really, really do. Yeah. So where then, would you, what so, would your order be? Go on.
That's the downside for Ferrari. Audi is a complete unknown. You realistically don't know what you're going into.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know how the team's going to be run properly. It's just a complete unknown. Audi said they want to be fighting for world championships in 3 seasons. So you're basically saying, okay, from...
That's an ask, isn't it?
That is an ask, yeah. But you're saying basically from 2026 to 2029, that's when you're going to start doing. So you're going to be taking a lull in your career, almost, is what you're sort of planning for. Also, you've got to then go to a very uncompetitive team for 2025. Like, how attractive really is Kick Sauber right now?
Mm.
And he has to do a whole season of that. That's probably kind of sucky.
Yeah.
And then Aston Martin, you've got Lawrence Stroll. You know, you're always going to have Stroll in the car. Adrian Newey likes to design quite hyper oversteer cars, but Alonso is typically extremely understeer biased. Extremely understeer biased. So, and Stroll isn't talented enough to do what Verstappen can do, obviously. But I think Ferrari is the best choice.
Yeah.
I think Ferrari, you got the best drivers, you got the history, the prestige, wearing Ferrari red, designing a world championship winning car for Ferrari. That's everyone's dream.
Yeah, that is everyone's dream.
So I would put it Ferrari, Audi, Aston Martin. Same as me.
Interesting. Yeah. I thought you were going to go the other way around with the Aston Martin and the Audi.
I think the biggest thing for me is 2025 looks quite a turn off. Yeah, actually, okay. I'm going to go Ferrari, Aston Martin, Audi.
Okay, so you can
around. Yeah.
Your insight there was pretty incredible.
Oh, thank you.
I was genuinely listening there like, wow, this is amazing. I want to listen to my own podcast, put it that way.
we can listen back at the end.
That was incredible. Well, that's two compliments today.
Yeah, I know.
You're absolutely firing today. Yeah. You're on fire.
Thank you.
Cool. Should we move on?
You had something about Lando Norris.
Yeah, I mean, this is completely off.
Okay, we'll go a bit off topic.
It's not, yeah. He basically was in some form of accident yesterday. So
really?
he was on a boat.
Okay, wait, because Kieran kindfully has put in a link to this.
Oh, okay, here we go.
He sustains a facial injury.
Yeah, this is it. So he was clearly at a party. There were videos of him at a party in Amsterdam. And he looks like he's having a great time. And then all of a sudden this photo came out of his like bust up face.
Has he been beaten up or something?
I don't know if it's been beaten. He doesn't look like he's been beaten up. He looks like
he's fallen over drunk.
He might have fallen over drunk or something.
Yeah.
Glass.
Yeah.
Oh, so he was hit.
Yeah, I don't know if he was or something.
He could have been bottled.
Yeah, well,
that sounds like a bottling.
It does.
It sounds like someone's throwing a bottle at you.
He does, but he's... then again, it's just a photo of someone's face. That doesn't show anything, does it?
To be honest, like, okay, weirdly enough, do you know what's really funny? Just before this podcast episode, I saw that picture of him, and I assumed he was doing something, you know, for the... he has a YouTube channel, doesn't he?
Yes, he does, yeah.
Yeah. I thought he was doing something for that, and he was like... I was like, oh, okay, they've done some, like, funny, like, Halloween... looks like a Halloween picture or something. I didn't realize he looks like he's been bottled if it's glass than that is.
He does. The videos that I saw were him next to the DJ booth. So he's just having a good time with the DJ. Thing is, if he did get bottled, there's nowhere to go. You're on a boat.
He was on a boat party.
He's on a boat. He was on a boat on the Amsterdam, like, that's right, isn't it? He's on a boat. Yeah. You could literally, actually, in the photo, you can see the water next to. But it's not like you could have bottled him and run away. Like you,
true.
Whoever it is, will have got caught because you can't unless
someone's thrown it from
another boat. Yeah, I mean it doesn't look good really from that photo, but you never know. It might be something really.
Hopefully he's fine for the race. It's a week. If it's just glass in the nose,
it's just glass in your nose. Yeah, it's nothing to worry about.
I mean, to be fair, Science was racing like a week after an appendix surgery. I think Norris can, you know.
Yeah, it depends how bad it was. Yeah,
yeah,
but he does.
It depends on what the FIA say. To be fair,
yeah,
yeah.
Well. Next week, when we do our next episode, if there's any update, we'll let you know. So we'll update that. I'm sure people will probably find out anyway soon.
Yeah.
But yeah, hopefully that's not sinister.
Hopefully not. Hopefully.
That could
Norris is like a, seems like a genuinely good guy.
Yeah.
Like he hangs out with YouTubers and stuff. He's a bit more of that like newer age type of person.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of comments apparently about his new girl he's dating, which this is, I mean, this is probably not that interesting, but the new girl he's dating apparently cheated loads on the previous partner.
Interesting.
So loads of people really hate her online.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
To be fair, mate, after seeing the hate we get on our videos, I'm not surprised people get hate elsewhere. The internet is an angry place.
It is.
The internet's a very angry place.
Get a like, everyone.
It is kind of funny. Keep the comments coming.
Oh, I love it. Please keep doing it.
Quite funny.
It's so funny.
It is really funny.
Yeah, we do enjoy the comments.
It's so funny because it's the assumptions about your life which are the funniest ones.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
yeah.
Or I see it all the time on girls' posts where it's like, OnlyFans detected, opinion rejected.
Yeah.
But then they don't have an OnlyFans. And I'm like, they've just completely assumed they have an OnlyFans because they're an attractive girl. It is really funny.
They're all bots, yeah. These people, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're just, do you know what I mean? Surely they're not real people. Surely.
I think they just enjoy going through and... I think they just enjoy giving hate. And these people get satisfaction out of it. And to be honest, I find it quite funny as well. So
it's really,
yeah,
funny.
Just keep them coming. We do enjoy them. So do keep them coming. Yeah. It doesn't really, we're thick skinned enough.
Yeah.
We've grown up in British schools. We're thick skinned enough.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. To be honest, if I had mates that didn't absolutely rinse me, they wouldn't be my mates.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So yeah, love that stuff. Yeah. It's hilarious.
So keep it coming. But, we got a new game.
We're going to play a new game. Let's do it.
So, you've had a snog, marry, avoid.
Ugh, don't want to play that game. Disgusting.
All right. Well, I was going to say it was between us three, me, Kieran, and Adam, but... the new game is drive it, buy it, pie it.
Wow. Here we go.
Yeah. So,
I'm looking forward to it.
What that basically means is, so drive it is snog. So snog, like you drive the car for one day.
Yeah. For one day. Okay.
Well, one session.
One session.
Okay. One practice session, we'll say.
Yeah.
Buy it. You can't ever drive it, but you buy the shell and you put it in your house somewhere.
Okay, so it's just how it looks.
Yeah, just how it looks. And pie it, you, I don't know, just crash it. Give it to Lance Stroll, he'll destroy it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Lance, safety car.
Take our cars.
Yes. Cool. So Kieran has been putting in some pictures of cars. So the first one we have...
You're going to have to, because I don't actually have... Yes, oh,
no, scroll down, Yes.
I've got them.
Cool. So the first three we have for drive it, buy it, pie it. We have the Williams F14B, which is a lovely car. Adrian Newey designed, I think. Yep. The Jordan 191.
Yep.
I think this was not the championship winning Jordan, but it is still a Jordan. And then the Lotus 79, which is probably one of the most iconic cars. You see Ayrton Senna was driving it in Monaco. Came second in the Monaco Grand Prix. He actually would have won it, but Prost asked for the race to be disqualified early.
Okay.
And fun fact.
He's so, absolutely on fire today.
So Prost. Prost, in that championship, I think it's 1979 or something. One of those years, whatever. Yeah, Lotus 79, obviously 1979. So Prost was winning, but it was raining. And Ayrton Senna, and also another car behind him, I can't remember who it was both catching him at like a crazy rate of knots. Like Senna was catching him at like 2 seconds a lap. He's in a Lotus that was like a mid car. He was a relatively young driver. It's like Max Verstappen when he was driving in Brazil, like unbelievable talent.
Yeah.
So Prost calls for the Grand Prix to be disqualified early. And at the time, the FIA and the presidents in charge were like so super, super biased towards Prost. So they would do anything that Prost would ask. That like Prost won a world championship later down the line where he shouldn't have won it. But basically they disqualified Senna from a race for no reason and gave it to Prost. But basically, because they were French. So Prost pulls over to the side. The race hasn't been red flagged, by the way. He just pulls over to the side down the pitch straight in Monaco. Senna drives past. They complete another lap. And then they red flag the race. And then they end the race. And then they take it back a lap for no reason. They just take it back a lap, give Prost the win. But because they hadn't completed 75% of the points, Prost gets half points for that Grand Prix, which meant that he only got 5.5 or something. He got 0.5 or something. End of the season comes. This was there were still 10 races left in the season. End of the season comes. Prost loses the world championship by half a point. And if he just decided to stay and complete that Grand Prix, he would have won a world championship. But because he decided to end it early and instead of coming second and got half a point, he lost the world championship to, try and guess who.
Oh, no idea.
Niki Lauda.
Oh, okay.
Niki Lauda, yeah.
Well, that's, so, oh, wow.
Niki Lauda won the world championship from Prost by half a point in the final race of the season.
Oh.
Prost would have won it if he didn't just pull over and quit. Yes.
Karma is a bitch.
Yes. Yeah. So, okay.
I'm going to go first because you have...
Drive it, buy it, pie it.
You have all the knowledge in your mind. All I see there is three cars.
Okay. Yeah.
You give me a bit of background there.
Yeah.
But I very much... Thank you for that. But I'm just basically doing it on Allelope.
Yeah, really. Okay.
In my mind. That's, and to be fair, you said Senna, then the Lotus. So I'm going to buy that one.
You're going to buy the Senna Lotus?
I want the Senna Lotus.
Yeah.
I want that in my house. That's cool. You know, that's the cool... That would be so cool.
Yeah.
I love that. I'll drive the Williams because driving a Williams would be amazing. Such an iconic brand, and just driving a Williams would be amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm getting rid of the Jordan. That can be driven by Stroll.
Yeah.
And also it's green, so that it's perfect for his Aston Martin look. So yeah, that would be mine. What would yours be?
So annoyingly, it's the same. So I would go the 1979, I think it's a gorgeous car, but I think that'd be a nightmare. Manual old car. They have a turbo in them, so they would literally just spool up a load of like power and just slide off.
Yeah.
So I would never be able to even drive around the lap.
Yeah.
The Williams F14B is actually one of the like most gizmoed up cars possible. So it had traction control.
Oh, wow.
It had the first ever version of like active suspension. It had a proper working manual, automatic gearbox, and all that sort of stuff.
Cool.
It was an unbelievable car. It was like head and shoulders above everything.
Okay.
And I think with all of those assistants, I might be able to drive it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to drive that one.
That gives you the most help.
Yeah. And I actually don't really know much about the Jordan, so I'm going to bin the Jordan.
Perfect.
Cool.
Perfect. On to the next.
On to the next one. Right. So drive it, buy it, pie it. You've got the McLaren MP4 27. I want to say it's the 2012 McLaren, I want to say. It looks like the 2012 one. It's got the step, not the step nose, but the raised nose.
Oh, he's made this one tricky.
The Ferrari. Oh, this is a tough one. He's done the Ferrari 2002. But the W10 Mercedes, interesting. So 2019.
Not the W11.
No, that's the 2019 Mercedes. The 2002 Ferrari. Oh, I like how you did this. I can see the thought process behind this. So you've done like probably the 2012 McLaren, which was one of their fastest cars, but they sort of bottled it. 2002, which was probably one of their most successful cars, but it actually wasn't the fastest they've ever done. The 2004 was faster. And then the W10, which is one season before the actual fastest W11.
Yeah.
But it was still quite dominant, but it wasn't quite. So I like what you've done there.
That's cool.
This is so tough.
You can go first.
This is so tough. So the MP427, the 2012 Mercedes, I think is like, McLaren is like the nicest looking car. I think I'd have to...
The McLaren?
I love the Vodafone Silver McLaren.
Okay.
I genuinely want to have a Vodafone Silver McLaren in my house. So I'm going to go... Drive the 2002 Ferrari.
Okay.
Because I can't bring myself to bin that. I
can't believe he's done this.
I'm driving the 2002 Ferrari.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy the McLaren MP427. I'm going to drive it by it, and I'm going to pie the W10 Mercedes.
Fuming about that one.
Really?
Yeah, that's... No.
Really?
It's so wrong.
You think that's wrong?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm... buying the Ferrari to have it in my house.
Yeah.
Because it's a Ferrari.
Okay.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
I'm driving the Mercedes because it's probably the second quickest car
of all time. Yeah, it's up there.
And it's probably probably the easiest to drive. I mean, it's probably fast, but like it will give you probably again the most help, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm getting rid of the silver Redling is an absolutely terrible look.
You don't like the McLaren.
No.
I think it's the nicest looking cars like almost ever.
Really? No.
Yeah.
Don't like that. This is unusual for us. We don't normally really disagree.
No, that is very...
This is unusual for us. Yeah. I'm going Ferrari in my house. I'm driving that Mercedes. Also, I'm a Mercedes fan.
Yeah.
And getting rid of that Vodafone.
Okay. Right, round three.
even though I do know how good that Vodafone, good that McLaren was, I do know.
Yeah. I've just seen the next ones for driving, buy it. These are terrible. These are absolutely terrible. So
this is horrendous.
Drive it by it, pie it. We've got the Ensign N179. We're going to flash a picture up for anyone who's seen this on TikTok. But
yeah,
that's, I don't even know how to even describe that car. It's got like three, it's got like a front wing with like three air intakes in the front wing.
These are Formula One cars.
They're all Formula One.
But you see, they don't even look like Formula One cars.
What are these like?
They're like go-karts.
They're like the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because yeah. The thing is, back in the 70s, they didn't have wind tunnels. So yeah. They didn't have similar like data to build the cars around.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So they would just try stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
This is hilarious. This is actually awful.
But, so, are you just going off how they look here on this one?
I don't know anything about them. So yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how they look. But I'm gonna. So you got the Ensign N179. We got the Liger JS5 with like some like a tunnel in its
like a tunnel on its roof.
It's like got like a giraffe neck thing in its roof,
like a swan neck.
Yeah, no idea what that's about. And we got the March 7-Eleven. That's a shop. We've got,
is it
7-Eleven? Is that American?
Is that, yeah? Yeah, 7-Eleven. Yeah, yeah, something like that.
With the March 7-Eleven, which, to be fair, it doesn't look the worst.
It looks awful. It looks like a hammerhead shark.
It looks like a hammerhead shark. Adam, I'll let you go first on this one.
Oh, okay. I'll buy the red one, the March 7-Eleven, because it looks the most, even though it looks like a hammerhead shark, probably looks the most aerodynamic there for me, I think.
Yeah.
I also like the red. I think the red's cool. That's as much as I can say about that to make that the one I buy.
Yeah.
I'm going to drive the March 7-Eleven because I want to know what it's like to have that big thing above my head.
Wait, do you mean the Liger JS5?
Oh, sorry. The Liger JS5. Sorry, yeah. The Liger JS5, the red, the blue and white one.
You're going to drive that?
I'm going to drive that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to know what it's... it looks like a go-kart and it does look like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the ends, yeah, I guess I'll throw away that other one. Yeah. It's a good one, though, because that's hard. I don't know what these are.
Yeah, these are all terrible. These are really shocking. Okay, I'm going to go a little bit rogue here with this one. So
I feel like this isn't going to be that rogue. But
no, it is going to be rogue. So I am going to... I'm going to have the March 7-Eleven on my, on my roof.
On your roof?
I'm going to have it on the ceiling, upside down. Because I feel like it's kind of flat and I feel like it could just sit along the ceiling.
Interesting.
Actually, no. Okay, I changed my mind.
Okay.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to have the Liger JS5 on my ceiling because that giraffe neck, you can hang clothes from.
Mm. Very clever.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going
to
do.
If you need to maybe dry some clothes or something. Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm going to...
That was so random.
I'm going to crash the Mark 7-Eleven. Because I feel like I have the best chance of survival crashing that one. Because it's so long at the front.
Why are you in it?
I wanted to crash it.
Oh, because it's that bad?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's so long at the front, I feel like, and it feels a bit more protected around the cockpit. So I'm going into a wall in that.
Cool.
Finally, I'll drive the engine N179. And I'm still going to purposely crash it.
Oh, cool.
While I drive it.
Yeah.
Because that car just deserves to go and die.
It needs to be in a bush.
That car should not be around.
So, we don't know anything about these cars. However, they could still be, they could be really good.
No, we would know about them if they were good.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm a strong believer of if a car looks fast, it usually is also fast.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay.
Nice, Kieran. These are cool.
Finally, we've got the last three. Thank you, Kieran, for setting these up.
Yes. It was a last minute.
Yeah,
I asked him. So he's
drive it kindly. Buy it. Pie it. Drive it, buy it, pie it. Williams, 2024. Steak, 2024. Visa Cash App Racing Bulls, 2024.
This is hard. This is good. This is hard.
This is a tough one.
What are your first initial... Don't tell me what they are, but just what your initial...
I think I know which one I want to pie.
Okay.
I think I know which one I want to pie.
Yeah.
I think I know my list.
Okay.
Of three.
I think I know mine too.
Interesting.
I think.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, this is an up-to-date one.
Yeah, so this is the 2024. Shall I go first? Because I think I know mine.
Yes, and then hopefully that helps me with my one.
So driver, I'm going with the Visa Cash App Racing Bulls. It's the fastest one out of all of them.
Okay.
I'm going with that one.
Yeah.
Buy it, I'm going with the Williams.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Duracell.
Yeah.
And pie it, I'm going with the steak.
Okay, mine was going to be the same.
Yours is the same.
Okay. Mine was going to be the same because having a Williams in your house would be so cool. Driving the fastest car is the Visa, and then the steak is a bit ugly and a bit slow. So,
yeah.
Oh, that's what I was going to go as well.
I love it.
Cool. Yeah, same thing.
All right. I mean, what else have we got? To be fair, I think that's everything I want to chat about.
It's been a long episode.
It's been a very long episode. It's been over an hour long. But thank you very much for watching. I know we said it at the beginning, but please, you know, share it with your friends. Subscribe if you're enjoying the content.
Yeah. Follow on all the socials and everything, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Do all that good stuff.
Yeah. It's been lights out.
And take care.